Darren, is it one of those nights where something's better than nothing?
You're absolutely right. I'm delighted with the point, if I'm honest, because tonight's performance and display was a little bit lethargic by the team, and maybe for the first time, is that the volume of games that we've been playing in the Championship? And the only reason why I say that is because all 11 was a little bit off colour tonight, really. So for me, it's a point one tonight. I'm delighted with the point because we wasn't at our best, but we kept on. The big thing for me, the pleasing thing for the players, they kept on right the way to the end. And by doing that, that determination, that willingness has won us a point in the end.
Because, as you say, the workload in this league, and everybody knows about it, but if you start badly in a game, you can the heads can go down and things like that. So you have kept going.
Yeah, because we give them the goal, the first early goal. We worked hard to get back in the game, and then obviously from a long throw in the box, he's dropped to the lad at his feet and stuck it away. So two uphill tasks, really. When Forrest decided to go from a mid block to a deep block and all 10 men behind the ball like the way they did, it's one of the hardest things to do in football is to break it down. And that's where the pleasing thing, where the positive work out of the game is that the boys kept on going, because it would have been easy just to drop your heads and just, you know, let the game pass you by. But the boys kept on going, and it's definitely a point one here tonight in terms of the way the game went.
It's simply because it's a 46-game league. You can't. No team's going to play well 46 times.
And that's the hard thing, you know. It's just a quick turnaround. It's and I look on the game on Saturday at Stoke. We played ever so well, and then, you know, before you know it, I think in this month every second or third day we're playing. We've had 8 games this month, and you've got to look at it, and you've got to use the squad wisely, and I think I'm looking at that because of the performance tonight, and it was all right across the team. So when I look at the performance tonight, I've got to look at the volume of games and see what we've been doing. And that's what it was, really, because of the performance. Just wasn't a West Brom type of performance that we have been showing in recent weeks. So we'll take that. I'll take the point. And like I said, you know, we move on to Saturday.
I must ask you about a couple of about the team changes. Eghazi, I was assuming, not fit?
Yeah, Ahmed, we had a little bit of a strain. So, again, you know, it's one of them things that in this level, at this league, you cannot take any risks, because, you know, to lose anybody for over a number of weeks, you're losing a lot of games because of the midweek games. So it's one of the biggest things I've learned as a head coach this year is not to risk players. So we couldn't risk him, and we won't risk him. And hopefully he'll benefit from missing this game. And we'll assess him over the next 48 hours and see what he's like for the weekend.
I wonder if workload might be a reason why Gareth Barry didn't start today. Is it because of the number of games? Is it simple as that?
Correct. Just the number of games. Again, you know, you got to try and utilise your squad wisely. We've got complete trust and faith in whoever we bring in. They know as a group how we work. They know if you're on the fringe and you step in, you're expected to perform at a level. So you got to keep your fitness levels up high. And you know, Tosin's coming tonight. Jake Livermore played, you know, in Gareth Barry's role tonight, and they've contributed. All of them have contributed to getting a point out of the game. It was a hard work. We put a lot into the game tonight, but we got our just rewards by getting a point in the end, really. And I'm hoping that the fans have seen us kept going. We kept battling away, and they'll probably, you know, a lot probably would have come here wanting the 3 points. Sometimes, you know, I've got a saying that if you don't win the game, you make sure you don't lose it, and we've not lost the game tonight.